Hello, all you Disney lovers out there. I am the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Arendelle for life, Matthew Avery. And we are back with another edition of the Disney enthusiast, Matthew Avery, the podcast. Now, this week has been star-studded as we got the new Toy Story 4 trailer released this week. And we also got a glimpse into a few new characters, including the return of Bo Peep. And she doesn't look like it. She has a whole new look from her looks in the first Toy Story 2 movies. And first we're gonna do some of the characters. Well, everyone knows who Forky is. Arts and Crafts Project, who was created by Bonnie. Thinks he's trash when he goes get him and he tells him all about the joys of being a toy. Duke Kaboom, a 70s action figure daredevil. Honestly, this character almost reminds me of Evel Knievel. In fact, he looks like Evel Knievel and Elvis Presley combined. I'm not trying to be rude or anything. Officer Giggle McDimples, Bo's friend. A mini police officer. Now, I actually did not see the officer Giggle McDimples. When I watched the trailer over again, it was like, oh. Well, Super Colin Brothers possibly have her as a villain. And that's not my opinion. That's the Super Colin Brothers. If you want to go check out their YouTube channel, go right ahead. Next, we got Gabby, a 1950s doll. Honestly, doll was actually creepy, and she was in an antique. Apparently, she ended up in an antique shop for the past 60 plus years. We don't know how she got there, but apparently, she's broken. Must have a broken voice box or something. Now, she might be in line to be the possible villain of this movie. Think about it. If she wants to get Woody, because Woody has a working voice box. And that's just a theory. Now, Gabby's henchmen. Gabby's henchmen are ventriloquist dummies. They're voiceless. But here's the thing, though. These ventriloquist dummies, they almost look like something like the ventriloquist dummy from Goosebumps. You know that one Goosebumps book? I know this is not Disney related, but they had a small show at Disney based off of Goosebumps, I think. It was for a short time. But you know that one Goosebumps book where R.L. Stine wrote about a ventriloquist dummy that came to life and was evil? Basically, that's what those ventriloquist dummies in the new Toy Story 4 trailer, or Gabby's henchmen, remind me of. Very creepy. Now, if you give me a short moment, I'm going to catch my breath so I can catch my breath and get a drink of water. And I'll get to the main topics I want to talk about with this trailer. Okay, thank you for that. And now that I got my water, let's talk about the trailer. The trailer, I honestly loved it from beginning to end. Really well done. We got introduced to new areas that we will be seeing in the Toy Story 4 movie coming out June 21st. Now, we've got the antique shop, we got the carnival, and we also got, for a little bit, we got where Bonnie's going to school at, and basically, looks very well done. Now, remember this, last Toy Story, I think it was 2013 when the last Toy Story was released. the animation has gotten way better now. Like 2013, 6 years. The trailer looked awesome. Now, I do know this. Once Tom Hanks and Tim Allen got done with their voice recordings, Tim Allen, let's just say when he saw the ending, when he heard about what the ending was going to be, he was brought to tears. And remember this, Tim Allen, he wasn't actually not going to be the original voice of Buzz Lightyear. It was supposed to be Billy Crystal, but Billy Crystal turned that down. Billy Crystal later admitted that he regretted doing it. But Billy Crystal now has his star role as being Mike Wazowski in Monsters, Inc. And Tim Allen, Buzz Lightyear. And he did a really great job. Tim Allen and Tom Hanks, they've done really great jobs in this entire franchise. And honestly, when the final tour, I know this is probably going to be the final Toy Story 4 of the entire Toy Story franchise. But I know some people are thinking, oh, Toy Story 3, it's going to be the end. That's it. That's what probably most people thought. But then we got Toy Story 4. And basically, that's all. I honestly thought that Toy Story 4 was, 3 was going to be the end of it. But hey, Toy Story 4 might as well end it on a high note. Anyway, let me catch my breath once again. I'll be right back. Thank you, folks, for your patience. And now let's get back to the podcast. And the next thing I want to talk about is Bo Peep's new appearance in Toy Story 4. Now, I was going to do a separate podcast about specifically Bo Peep's new appearance, but unfortunately, I never got a chance to do it, so I sincerely apologize. Now remember, this is Bo Peep's first appearance in a Toy Story movie since 1999's, where she was in Toy Story 2. And even though she had a little appearance, but now she's going to be the main focus of Toy Story 4. Now, in Toy Story 4, we do get flashbacks of Bo Peep and her vintage pink dress. Like, she was actually apparently part of a lamp. And it's like, you know what, I'm just going to use her as a damsel in distress. And like, the flashback was Bo and Woody collaborated with the plan that they knew by heart to go save R.C. Racer. And yes, R.C. Racer is in the movie, because he was in a flashback, that is. The present day Bo Peep in the Toy Story 4 trailer, we see Bo Peep without her bonnet, without her pink dress. She got a whole new look. Like, her hair's back. She's wearing all blue. Blue shirt, blue pants. She's still wearing the same shoes. She still has her cane, and it looked like it had a tie on it, so either it got broken or she just has it on there. I'm actually excited to see where this Toy Story 4 movie goes with Bo Peep making her epic return. Now, I know the voice of Bo Peep was also in, I think, the Ghostbusters 2 movie. Which is awesome. And I can't wait to see where it goes. Here's one thing I'm hoping. She's not the villain. Because I always said that my main thought of the villain is Gabby. Anyway, Bo Peep, welcome back to the Toy Story franchise. I already know that you will end Toy Story franchise with a bang. Thanks once again. I just want to talk. This topic I wanted to be separate from Bo Peep because, like I said, Bo Peep, she's going to be an important character in this movie now, in Toy Story 4. Now, the possible outcomes, honestly, I got a few possible outcomes, maybe, because, remember, Bo Peep, she's been a lost toy for, like, years, and she's handled it really, really well, and apparently she's opened an adoption center where lost toys can go find new life. And what I see is maybe Woody, since I heard that Tim Allen was brought to tears, we may see Woody and split away from the gang and join Bo Peep. And that would be sad. Or we could see Bo Peep rejoin the gang. We don't know yet. And basically, that's the only two outcomes I could think of at this point. Now, here's my big question that I want to ask right here, right now. How in the world did Bo Peep end up in an antique shop? Now, she's not an antique. Like, she's, to me, she's pretty new. Like, 91, was her first appearance was in the first Toy Story movie. That was in 91, I think. Yeah, I think it was in 91, 92. And I'm basically saying, how did she end up in an antique shop? Maybe she got purchased by someone, and that someone could no longer hold the Bo Peep, and that person ended up selling her to an antique shop where she's remained ever since. And Bo Peep's basically been an outsider ever since. And basically, that's all I got. So let's get on to something that's been buzzing since the release of the Toy Story 4 trailer. Andy's new appearance. Okay, here's something that's been buzzing since the release of the Toy Story 4 trailer. And we actually got this spoiled in when they had like a little something with Toy Story on Freeform where they released little fun facts about Toy Story franchise as a whole. And one of those spoilers was when Andy was giving his toys to Bonnie, like we'll have to wait and see in Toy Story 4. Like, I'm ecstatic to see that we're going to be seeing Andy again in Toy Story 4. But some people are buzzing over his appearance. Like, it's like people there, like, Twitter is buzzing, like, that doesn't look at all like Andy. Well, here's the, Andy, maybe the animation, it's vastly improved through the 2010s. 2000s, 3 years, the animation's gotten better. Maybe they just updated Andy's appearance. Like they did with, that guy, what's his name? In Incredibles 2. I forgot his name, but I'll look it up. And, basically they're saying that does not look like Andy. Some people, I saw an article that we may be looking at a time jump where Bonnie passes the toys back to Andy for his kids. Yeah, the article did not end positively as maybe they'll be in another loop. So, they probably just want to go with the new look for Andy. Maybe they just want to update Andy's book. And basically that's my thoughts. I want to apologize for, I may admit the wrong fact that the first Toy Story was released in 95. I sincerely, sincerely apologize. It's college, it's messing with my mind, my Disney-loving mind. And what am I thinking right now about Toy Story 4? I'm thinking of going and seeing it when it comes out in theaters. Reason? It's officially the last Toy Story movie in the entire Toy Story franchise. I can't miss it. Like, it's gone far since the release of the first one in 1995. And I just want to, when I see the movie come out in my hometown, I'm going to go get some popcorn, go to the movie, get a ticket, get some popcorn, get a beverage, get some snacks, go watch it. Because I don't want to pass on my only chance to go see the movie. And basically, I basically just love the entire Toy Story franchise as a whole. Like, I am a sensitive random wife, and I'm also a Disney enthusiast. I got, like, all Disney franchises. Disney Princess, Pixar franchise, pardon me. Any franchise Disney has created. That's my thoughts. Well, that is all the time I have for this podcast episode. And remember, if you like this podcast, go check out my other podcast episodes. And if you want, go check out my Disney enthusiast, Matthew Avery, YouTube channel. Soon I will be posting a video just like with the same topic as this podcast. If you want to go check out my social media, Matt Avery Disney is my Twitter, all in caps. Matt Avery of Arendelle, all in lowercase, is my Twitter. Maves-Avery is my Snapchat. And Matt Avery Disney is my new TikTok account. Matt, the M and Matt, the A and Avery, and Dean Disney, those are capitalized. And remember to keep calm and keep Disneying on. For all you Disney lovers out there, and for all you Toy Story lovers out there, I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Random for Life, Matthew Avery. And I'll see you, hope to hear you in my next podcast, my friends.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.